You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Your wife.
Yeah, so about a year and a half later,
she's stunning. She's beautiful, yeah, she's too. Beautiful. You guys have three kids. I mean,
yeah.
I give your wife so much credit because she obviously, you know, saw past all that and just,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
loves
that,
you
that
for
was,
who you are.
I mean, that was, yeah, I mean, that was like, that was the thing that changed the trajectory of my life, is where I hid and I run. And I lied. I lied to everyone I met about like what I did until I would get found out. You know, I'm like, until I got found out, I didn't want to surrender that information. I wasn't forthcoming about it. So I wouldn't tell anyone, and then I would get found out. So I would try to date girls and I would get found out, and you know, the irate, and then, you know, or like even like working in places, it was like, why didn't you tell me about this? I'm like, why would I? Why would I tell you that? Like, you wouldn't have hired me, or you wouldn't want to be my friend, or you wouldn't have wanted to date me. And then we meet, and I ask her out, and she actually says no, which was exciting to me. I was like, okay, I'm even more intrigued. And she agreed to go on a run, and we met for a run. And I just felt like super guilty. I just felt like, man, I can't continue hurting people. And I just want to like, I just want to tell you like what I've done and just like get it off my chest, because I'm so tired of looking over my shoulder, but just waiting on everything to unravel. Mm. I'm just waiting to be rejected. I'm waiting to be fired. I'm just like, that's how I was living my life. I'm just waiting for the next thing to explode in my face. And then I tell her, and like, initially she was just like, I did not expect that, you know? And then she's like, you know, I don't believe that the worst thing that anyone's ever done should define them. And I don't think that the best thing you'll ever do should define you. I believe that God defines who you are. And she asked me, it's like, well, do you believe in God? And I was like, yeah, because I did. Like, I believe that God was real.
Yeah.
So I believe that God was real and he created everything, but that's where it stopped for me. And then she asked me a deeper question. She's like, well, what's your relationship with Jesus like? Like, do you pray? Like, are you like plugged in community? Like, are you like walking out this journey? And I was like, you know, she was saying things I'd never heard, you know, or if I've heard them, it had been, you know, 20 years, you know? So I was just like, I don't know the answer to your questions. And then she shares with me that, you know, she's been a Christian since she was in high school. You know, she didn't live a perfect life, but you know, she's continued walking with Jesus, and you know, that's an important aspect of her life. And that's why she's able to, you know, respond in that way to me. And all of a sudden we're talking about, you know, tacos and, you know, what kind of movies we like. We're just having a normal conversation. And I was so certain that I was going to be rejected. I was flabbergasted when she didn't reject me. And it actually broke down some boundaries that I had, because I was so certain that I was going to have to lie about who I was for the rest of my life. But in that moment, what was terrifying is I realized I had no idea who I was. Like to be like, to, yeah, you know, kind of like, you know, to soften the moment. But like, I was like, I was a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude, like Tropic Thunder style. But that's who I was. Like I was to the point in my life for about a year where I disassociated myself from my friends, my family, anyone that knew me, and people were only calling me my stage name. The gym that I went, the where I got a haircut, because I allowed it, and I didn't have any like authentic relationships with people. Wow. Because the reality is, if you have an authentic relationship with someone, the probability of you being able to look someone in the eye that truly respects you and knows you and do that, it's going to be difficult. Because my mom, she never wavered. I love you, but you're better than that. And you have so much more potential. You have so much more to give, and you're wasting your life. Like, never stop loving me, but never stop kicking, like, you know, offering me a kick in the butt, you know? And that's what we all need. We all need encouragement and like real accountability. And like, that is where life change comes from. I mean, that, like, with literally any goal, anything you want to achieve, it's like you need something or someone that's going to cultivate obedience and discipline.
So your wife started you back connecting with God and having a relationship. How did you
I realized I really never been connected, because like the for me, it was like I believe that God existed, and then she said, well, no, like I'm in a relationship with God through the person of Jesus. And I was like, you're speaking
what
a different language.
How did you become a pastor? How did you become
I mean, so we go to church the next week. I hear a message. I give my life to Jesus, and, you know, I surrender the guilt and shame that I carried for so long, but not just from porn, just from feeling like I wasn't good enough. And some of that, it was a byproduct of two things. So I grew up in a very small town, and my dad was never my father. So he lived in the same town. My mom had me when she was 16.
Okay.
And he just chose like not to play a role in my life.
So
like,
you
never
knew who he was, but he would never interact.
Like, literally, like, lived in a town small enough where there was one grocery store, and I would see this person who was my dad, but he was never in my life. And someone who has a high achiever personality, if that's directed in the wrong direction, you're going to believe I need to achieve my value. I need to validate myself through scholastics, through, you know,
sports, through everything.
Getting the girl that no one else can, to getting the most girls like that. And that's the way that I live my life. You know, that's the way I live my whole life. So in this moment, I surrender that part of myself. It's like, man, I've been trying to earn this thing that I could never really earn on my own.
Sure.
Jesus did for me what I could never do, and that transformed my life. And then, you know, for me, it's like, I'm just the kind of guy where it's like, whatever I'm doing, if I'm in, I'm all in, you know?
Sure.
I'm all in. So about a week later, I go to, you know, it was a pretty big church in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I was like, hey, is there someone I could talk to? They're like, yeah. I was like, I get into this pastor's office, and I'm like, I think God wants me to build a boat. And they're like, you're nuts, but let's hear it. Let's hear it. And I said, well, I think God wants me to do something bigger than I can comprehend. But my grandfather did teach me this. If you want to do something, if you want to accomplish something in life, you need to learn how to do it really well. And you need to find someone who is doing what you want to do and ask a lot of questions. So I was like, I'm here to ask a lot of questions because I want to tell my story, but I want to do it through the lens of the person of Jesus. So he's like, yeah, there's this guy, Andrew, that just moved here from Dallas, and he's helping us start another campus. And maybe he's got some time to, you know, just sit down and talk with you. And that one conversation led to him mentoring me for about 15 to 20 hours a week for 4 years. And then through that process, I ended up going back to school, got a degree in Christian ministries with a focus on biblical theology, pursuing my master's in theology. And along the way, I met this guy, his name's Steve Noble, and he has this talk show called Called to Action. And he's like, hey, would you want to share my story? And I was like, yeah, I'd love to. And no big deal. It's just like me and you just sitting here, but I was just in person, you know, just sharing my story. And then a few, maybe a month or two later, he said, hey, would you like to share your story at this event? I was like, sure, no big deal. And I thought that it was going to be pretty chill, but no, it was his event where he, you know, all of the donors that made his show happen showed up. So it was this massive event at this huge church, like well over 1,000 people. And I was just like, okay.
All right, quick break to thank one of our sponsors. Guys, every time you frequent one of my sponsors, you are helping me and everybody that works on the show. Pros is the latest one, and I had heard about Pros and started using them, actually, from my hairdresser, Pam. So Pam Giacchino was like, have you heard of Pros? You go online, you take a 10-minute quiz about your hair, your skin type, and then they come up with a custom shampoo and conditioner formula just for you. I was like, sign me up. And that's exactly what they'll do for you. Pros makes custom hair care that's effective because it's personal, using natural ingredients with proven results. Pros customizes every product in your hair routine from shampoo to supplements. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return it, no questions asked, which I love. That's what it's all about. So go to Pros right now and order because, of course, Sarah Fraser Show listeners get 15% off. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/TSFS. That's PROSE.com/TSFS for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And for me, like, if you give me like information to regurgitate, I can do it all day. You know, like theater guy, or it's like, for me, it's like history, all that stuff. So easy. Like, read it, regurgitate it. Don't ask me tomorrow, but, you know, read it, regurgitate it, no problem.
Sure.
And then I write out this, essentially a script. You know, I write out this script where I'm going to be dynamic. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make people cry. I'm going to make people laugh. You know, I'm going to make this production. And I was so pleased with it. And I get up there and it's like, okay, you got 17 minutes. And I get up there and I'm so nervous. And I was like, I got to do a good job. I got to do a good job. And as I stepped up to the mic, like when I literally stepped to the mic, that was the first time I personally never heard audibly the voice of God, but this is the first time like I felt like God like speak to me.
Wow.
And he just said, I love you. Mm. And what I felt in that moment was like, I don't need to put on a performance. I don't need to earn anything. I don't have to prove anything. So I started reading and it's like, just kind of ditched it. And just like, I told my story for about 3.5 minutes. And then I'd been studying, you know, with Andrew for about 1.5 years at this point. And I shared the gospel and I very poorly tried to preach a message, but like after I was done doing it, it's like, man, I don't want to do anything else. There's nothing else to do than to share this message. And that's what I decided to do. And, you know, just and kind of like link everything together, like the person that, you know, that the person that invited me on that walk and invited me to church, you know, we've been married for 6 years. We have 3 kids and, you know, devoted our life to telling this story. And I travel and you know, it's like I do preach locally at a church, but like I don't like work there.
Yep.
I travel to different places, speaking and you know, sometimes we're telling my story. Sometimes I'm, you know, talking about, you know, sexual like exploitation or sex trafficking or porn, or sometimes I'm preaching, but I love to run my mouth, and anyone that'll listen.
Wait, have you written a book yet, or is the book coming?
So I've got a literary agent. We're to the point where we're going to start pushing out proposals, and we've already like spoke to a few people. We're just trying to. It's funny because I wrote my story. I was like, I gotta tell my story, and God's like, no, I don't want you to tell your story. I want you to tell the story of the lessons that you've learned along the way. So it changed from the story of my life to essentially like things like, you know, being a fatherless man. Like, how did I learn to be a husband? How did I learn to be a father? And for me, all those things were based in biblical truth, because I had to eradicate the lies that I believed about myself, about God, about how I'm to live my life, and had to replace them with different truths. Because to be completely honest, like I could talk a good game, and as long as you didn't ask me any real questions, I could talk to you all day. But 10 years ago, when I came out of the industry, if you asked me a question about me, if we were sitting in a room and there was nothing for me to bounce off of, if you just asked me a question about me, I was socially awkward. I had no clue what to say. And I was, because I wasn't like, I had no idea who I was.
Sure. Sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, God, yeah. You'd lost yourself and all that. Josh. No, you're so amazing. I appreciate you. You know, we've chatted longer than I even thought we would. I just want people to be able to find you, to find out more, to follow you. I mean, you're doing tons of media. You obviously speak, you preach, you know, you're accessible. And I feel like people that are going through moments of real shame, no matter what's happened in your past, yeah. I mean, you are a light, you know, you are.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, I think you're an amazing pastor, because I did think it was strange when my husband and I went to our Catholic marriage classes and the priest was giving us, you know, advice, and he's never been married. I mean, you've been through some shit, you know, I like to take some advice from someone who's been through some shit. Where do people find you and follow you?
Yeah, so all of my social media is I am Joshua Broom. And then regarding booking and all that stuff, so joshuabroom.me or joshuabroom.me. That's my website, and that's where you can fill out that contact form if you want me to come speak or preach or whatever it might be. That's the best ways to find me.
Josh, you are awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show and telling your story.
I'm so glad we finally
loved
made it happen.
Yes, yes. Thank you.